News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, front page of the Irish Independent this morning, supermarkets deny price gouging as food costs soar. One of the journalists who wrote that piece, Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor with the Indo, joins us now. Charlie, what's going on?
Well, there was a debate in the Dáil on Wednesday and supermarkets were accused of price gouging. And then yesterday, Shane, we had new figures on inflation from the Central Statistics Office. And the standout figures are the food and non-alcoholic beverages. Inflation in that part of what they count is more than double what we're seeing for general inflation. You're talking about prices for food going up at 4.5% or more, and individual items just going through the roof. You take a strip line steak per kilogram, that's up near, it's more than a fiver in the last year alone. More than a fiver.
I saw that one. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, well, it's the same as roast beef as well, similarly, and probably not surprising. If sirloin is up, your roast beef is now per topside per kilogram €15.20. The reason is essentially the main reason, I suppose, is that the national cattle herd is way down. We had 6.3 million cattle in 2024. That's down from 6.5 million in 2023. A lot of what's produced on farms here is exported because they get a better price. And farmers are telling me that, you know, the farm grade prices are up 50% in the last year, 50%. Mm. So what the farmer gets is up 50%. It's because there's massive demand. The population is growing strongly. The cattle numbers are down, so they can't meet the demand. And farmers are saying, look, the regulatory price, you know, regulatory changes, minimum wage. Okay.
So
energy,
there are factors there. More generally, though, I mean, Treasure Island was the term used before that the house supermarkets view Ireland because our margins are higher. We seem to be less price savvy than in other countries. Is it Treasure Island?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting one. It came out a few years ago, and a stock market analyst who was looking at Tesco, and that was at a time when Tesco weren't very transparent about what profits they were making in Ireland. This analyst worked out that the profit margin in Ireland was very high, much higher than in Britain. And the analyst labelled Ireland Treasure Ireland. Now, we do have a lot of supermarkets competing with each other. But do they compete or do they price match? I suppose that's the question, really. And, you know, that's why there were calls on the Dáil for the government to publish legislation which would force more transparency around what their earnings are. Now, it's not as kind of lacking in transparency as was claimed in the Dáil. For example, Tesco do now break out their Irish profits. Aldi and Lidl tell us what their profits are. Dunnes is the one we don't know about. We just don't know.
I'm sorry, can I just ask very briefly, are those profit margins higher?
Not necessarily, no. From what I can gather, look, they stock an awful lot of goods and they do make very high profits on a lot of stuff. You know, particularly deli counters, ice cream at the moment, they'd be making huge margins on. But the food is pretty competitive. And actually, they're not passing on all the full increases in meat because it'll just turn people away from supermarkets. But we could do with much more data on what exactly they're making in terms of profits, where the profit margins are, who is responsible for these shocking increases in prices. I'm not fully convinced that supermarkets are coining it, but they're certainly doing okay. And they're keeping their prices and their profits up.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.